Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
You Better You Bet here on the BetMGM Network, as that lovely young announcer lady just said to you. I am Rob Brown, not Nick or Femi, but Nick will be with you here in the next hour, carrying you all the way up till the end of the show. They needed somebody to come in, and I'm like Shohei in the regular season, you know? I'm just the opener. I'm going to come in. I'm going to give you one, two, maybe three solid good innings. Then we'll bring in the stars. I am Rob Brown. Glad to be with you. The college football playoff rankings will drop this evening after another week of football. Obviously, this weekend passed a bit of a, not a totally dead weekend, but a bit of a dead weekend because it is rivalry weekend, people, if you're a college football fan, as I am growing up in the deep South. It is the best weekend of the football calendar. Could not be more excited about it. And I'm very interested to see what we're going to get out of the playoff rankings tonight and what that is going to mean for the college football schedule coming up this Saturday. Ohio State looked good in their win over Rutgers. Texas A&M blew out a cupcake in Samford, Georgia. By the way, what the hell was the SEC doing this past weekend, man? Like, I got to tell you, I have never been, despite growing up in the Deep South, I have never been the SEC just means more guy. But sometimes you just got to acknowledge it's the best conference in college football, right? It just is. I don't think that's up for debate this year. There have been years gone by where I've made the argument that the SEC has been massively successful at making sure that people didn't understand the concept of circular logic. That is to say, if all the teams start in the top 25 without any proof that they are some of the best 25 teams in America, then of course, all of their schedules are going to look like they're the best schedules in college football because they all play a bunch of top 25 teams. I think this year it's become pretty obvious that it's the best conference in college football. The teams that are either playoff bound or look like they're in the mix. I would look at Texas A&M, blew out a cupcake. Georgia, blew out a cupcake. Oklahoma, one of the few teams that actually faced an opponent in the penultimate week of the regular season. 17-6 winners over Mizzou. Of course, Mizzou did get Bo Pribula back, which was nice. But not the same Mizzou they were a number of weeks ago. John Mateer, by the way, one of the most interesting stories in college football. We'll circle back around to that. Alabama blew out a cupcake. Vanderbilt blew out Kentucky. Good. I'm glad to see it. I actually really like this Vanderbilt Commodore team. Is there room for them to climb back into the playoffs? We'll find out. Tennessee blew out Florida. I don't think they're in the playoffs. I don't think they're a playoff team, but they'll be fighting, kicking, and scratching to the end of the season. And I guess good for Auburn putting up 62, but whatever. The playoff rankings, as they dropped last week, outside of the discussion, outside of the debate about the rankings of Miami, about Notre Dame, about Alabama. I didn't really have a big problem with them overall. The ACC should, because it's looking progressively more like the ACC might be a one-bid team. They might just get their champ in, which is this. We talked in the last hour or last segment about Buffalo maybe being the biggest disappointment in the NFL. And I know there's a lot of other teams that are in the mix, but I really think Buffalo might be. I think the ACC at large might be the biggest disappointment in college football. I know a lot of you are going to argue it's Penn State, and I get that, because Penn State's fall this year is going to be studied by historians for years to come. But I think the ACC at large, because I really thought the ACC was going to surprise some people this year. I'm not a believer in Mario Cristobal. I'm just not. I think Mario Cristobal at Miami is probably the absolute illustration of punching yourself in your own genitalia until you get in your own way enough that you're knocked out of the way. But I thought Miami under Carson Beck would be a good enough team this year. Georgia Tech, they lost to Pitt. And listen, Pat Narduzzi at Pitt, this is a team that I think Narduzzi knew his back was kind of against the wall. Narduzzi's a guy the players love. I've been going to ACC Media Days every year for the past 5 years. And I will tell you, Pat Narduzzi is one of the most entertaining guys. I think the players love him. I think his staff loves him. And I think with his back against the wall, Pitt was ready to fight. There's still no reason for Georgia Tech to do what Georgia Tech did this past weekend and find a way not just to lose to Pitt, but to get Georgia Tech cost themselves a playoff spot this past weekend. Virginia, 9-2. Pleasant surprise, Tony Elliott and the Virginia Cavaliers. I really like Tony Elliott. Used to coach at Clemson. He was the offensive coordinator there back when Clemson was good, because they're not anymore, obviously. But really like Tony Elliott. Really nice guy. That loss to Wake Forest, I think, is going to haunt Virginia and Tony Elliott, because I don't think they're going to get in. And outside of that, like, you were hoping for a pushback from Florida State. You didn't get it. Clemson was one of the most bet-on national championship winners this year. They had to fight to get bowl eligible. The ACC, I really thought, was going to be a conference that was capable of getting three bids this year. Instead, it looks like they're going to get just their champion in, and I don't know what to make of that. So, knowing what we know about the college football playoff rankings from last year, or from last week, and knowing what we know about the upcoming schedule for rivalry weekend, there's a lot that's really interesting. The Lane Kiffin story, in and of itself, would make number 6 Ole Miss taking on Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl on Friday. That would make that a very interesting game enough as it is. We've got rumors that Lane Kiffin was given an ultimatum. You've got to let us know what your plans are before the Egg Bowl. My first reaction to that, my first thought about that was, what if he doesn't, right? What if Lane calls Ole Miss and he's like, hey, guys, give me a week now that the season's over. Or let me get to the SEC championship game before I decide. Or let me get to the playoffs before I decide what I'm going to do. What is Ole Miss going to do? Hey, if you don't tell us you're in, you're out. No, he's the best thing that's ever happened to you. That in and of itself would be enough drama. But you add on top of the fact that this is a game on the road in Starkville, Mississippi. And I know the Bulldogs of Mississippi State aren't very good. But let's not forget that the Bulldogs of Mississippi State took the Texas Longhorns at Davis-Wade Stadium to the wire just a couple of weeks ago. Let's not put that to the back of the noggin. That's a tough place to play, especially for this rivalry. I'm going to tell you right now, if you've grown up outside of the Deep South, I grew up an hour and a half from the Mississippi State line in the Florida Panhandle. Y'all, this rivalry is as deep and passionate as any rivalry in football. It's not as notorious. It doesn't get the attention, but it's very interesting. And I'm going to tell you right now, if I am putting a team that is in a playoff spot, if I'm putting them on upset alert this weekend, I know you're going to think I'm crazy because it's just Mississippi State. Y'all, Ole Miss is in that spot at noon on Friday. I keep an eye on that one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Georgia Tech. Georgia's favored by 2 touchdowns in the hook in this one. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm taking Georgia Tech to cover it, all right? I want you to think about where the rambling wreck is and what's happened to that team. 4 weeks ago, that team was a playoff team. 4 weeks ago, that team was a front runner for the ACC title game. 4 weeks ago, that team was a front runner for the ACC championship. And then they lost to Pitt. I also want you to go back to last year when Georgia was also a 2 touchdown and a hook favorite. Do you remember what happened in that game? Which, by the way, was in Athens. They went to 8 overtimes before Georgia was able to put away Brent Key and the Georgia Tech rambling wreck. This time it's in Atlanta. This time it's in Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. I'm telling you right now, I'm not quite ready to say the Wreck are going to win that game outright. I am ready to say they can cover and maybe pull the shock upset. The other game on Friday that just became very interesting was Texas A&M taking on Texas. A&M is favored by 2.5. This game is in Austin. So it is a roadie for Mike Elko and his Aggies. Y'all, I wouldn't put it past Texas to make this one interesting. Now, I like the Aggies. I like the cover. If this gets to 3.5, I'd be a little less likely to take it. I'll take it at Texas A&M minus 2.5 on the road. But the last couple of weeks, I'm not going to say it's necessarily all performance. But man, the vibes around Arch have been a little bit different, right? Like the vibes around the Texas offense have been a little bit different. Up before the L to Georgia, and I would like to be very clear, Georgia's one of the best 3 teams in America this year. And I know y'all don't want to believe it. I get it. I understand it. Georgia figured out how to run the ball about 4 weeks ago. Georgia's running the ball a lot. So, that 35-10 loss to Georgia is a bad one for the Longhorns. I don't want you to think for a second that means they're a bad football team, because they're absolutely not. They're not. That's a good team. In fact, I think Georgia is one of the best 4 or 5 teams in America right now. Maybe one of the best 3 or 4 teams in America. Texas has figured something out too. And the fact that they drilled Arkansas this past weekend, and granted, you should. Arkansas's bad. Fired Sam Pittman. Lost a lot of their offense. Whatever. I keep an eye out on that. Then on Saturday, we got the game at noon. Ohio State, Michigan. That one's in Ann Arbor. I have been told over and over that this is the greatest rivalry in college football. I don't necessarily know that I agree or disagree. I think it's a regional thing. I think if you grew up in the South, you think it's the Iron Bowl. If you grew up in the North, you think it's the game. Either way, you're not wrong. They're both great rivalry games. What I will say is this. We've seen bad teams win it. We've seen good teams lose it. Michigan is not competing in this game, y'all. Ohio State's going to run them out of the building. It's an opportunity for Ohio State to make sure they get the 1 seed in the bye. They're not losing this game. I'm sorry. All the other games we talked about, I'm very interested in. I keep an eye on Pitt-Miami. Again, like Narduzzi wants a ticket to the ACC title game and a playoff berth. They get over Miami, they can make that happen. I keep an eye on that game too. Those are my favorite ones from the weekend. Vandy at Tennessee. Tennessee minus 3.5. Give me the Doors to win that one too. This feels like the Diego Pavia hasta luego special, man. Like, they're not going to get done, but they wanted to get done this year. They can leave a bit of a legacy mark by hammering Tennessee at Knoxville, and I think they will. I might actually drive over to that game. Don't judge me. Outside of that, man, what are we looking for? Like, it's a good rivalry game weekend, but that's it. That's the schedule. We'll see how that all shakes up in the rankings tonight. All right, I'm going to get the hell out of the way. And it's about time for, like, the Royal Rumble. The music, by God, that's Nick Costa's music. He's coming up next. He's got you for the next 3 hours. It has been my pleasure to sit in. Follow me on social at The Rob Brown Show. I am Rob Brown. I'll see you guys tonight on BetMGM tonight, too. Y'all have a great one. Enjoy college football. Enjoy the rivalry week, and I'll see you next time. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.